Moncrief on News Talk.
Happy Black Cat Appreciation Day, which, if you didn't know, is today. So why are black cats associated with superstitions and can be viewed as otherworldly creatures? Kerry Fitzgerald is head of the UCD School of Celtic Studies and Folklore. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
Is it just a kind of a Celtic superstition, or is it more widespread than that about black cats?
Well, black cats, or cats in general, is very international, of course. Now, today is a really interesting one because it's a Black Cat Appreciation Day to dispel the suspicions around black cats. That's why it was set up.
Uh-huh.
But it's really interesting because everyone who has a cat knows how wonderful they are and how secretive they are. And we see that not just in Ireland, but going back to Egypt, going back, I mean, across the world. And the knowledge that they have of the other world definitely rings true in Irish tradition.
And so what, and in the Irish tradition, what kind of knowledge did they think cats had?
That, well, they it could be a death omen. They could be having that type of deep knowledge, but we also have that sense that the king of the cats exists, and stories happening of a gentleman coming home. He's seen this really regal funeral happening of a cat, and he speaks to his wife about it, and the cat that's just there sitting at the hearth jumps up, screams, "The king of the cats is dead. I must now take my reign." So just imagine, it's your little old house cat you don't think has much of a life going on, and it's the in waiting to become the next king of the cats.
My word. And so would people, would they be scared of black cats? Could black cats be put in harm's way because you wouldn't want to be around one?
And that's that sense of, we think of it, the traditional belief we think of black cats, that you don't want them to cross your path.
Yeah.
That sense, because then they're interfering with your business. Like, they have an impact in your life. And they have that sense of control. Now, and why this day exists today for Black Cat Appreciation Day is that Wayne Morris in 2011 wanted to mark the death of his sister and her black cat Sinbad, who died the same year, to have, you know, to appreciate what black cats have. So in that way, why we think of them as being bad luck is that sense that they might have control over our lives that we don't want to engage with. So, and yeah, it's and that whole image of shape-shifting of animals, of human spirits being in animals, of course, the traditional image of the black cat as the witch's familiar, which wouldn't be as strong in Ireland, but would be a very strong English tradition. So we see those ways in which the cats are interacting with us in this world.
Yeah. Is it always just black cats, Kelly? Just any, you know,
no.
And we kind of, Ginger Moggy can be seen as being a bit dodgy as well.
Again, I think since the imagery, colors and imagery in more recent years, as I say years, I mean hundreds of years probably, but before that, all cats have this knowledge. All cats could have that sense of the other world, or connection to the other world, or knowledge, so that intermediary figure between this world and the other world.
Oh, right. Is it, to a degree, is this the cat's own fault? Because, you know, cats are like, yeah, I don't really care about you. Whereas dogs are needy.
Dogs are so needy. As everyone says, you know, a cat, you owns you, but you own a dog. Like, anyone who thinks they can control a cat is fooling themselves.
Mm.
So I do think it, folklore is always there to demonstrate the human imagination and interpretation of what nature is giving us. And cats definitely give us a sense that they know something and they're not going to share it with us.
Yeah. In folklore, people were suspicious of cats. Why did people then keep cats?
Well, for a very simple reason. Cats are cats, and they'll kill your mouse, your mice, and your rat.
but they might be also plotting your death behind your back.
Yes, exactly. Everyone. I mean, again, isn't that the thing when we hear stories now of if an owner dies, the dog will sit there and be loyal and die with the owner. No one wants to die and be left to their cat.
The cat will eat you.
Yes.
They wouldn't think twice about it. There must be parts of the world there where cats are viewed more positively.
Yes. Yeah, always. Always. And it's quite interesting, again, that sense of, if we look at it, if we don't like cats because they have that knowledge of the other world, you could argue that's that sense that we're, that society is trying to reject what knowledge the other world is giving to be a much more rational, you know, religious, or in that organized sense, going forward. But outside of that, yes, there are definitely societies that really respect the cat, going back to Egypt, and seeing how, what the cat can give.
Yeah. And so those, and in Egypt, I always got the sense that cats were revered rather than feared necessarily.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And their cats are behaving the same way our cats have. So again, our belief systems say more about us than they do about the cats.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone says in Irish mythology, a black cat was thought to be a fairy or shapeshifter. On Samhain, households would leave out a saucer of milk, bringing good luck to the house.
Exactly. And it could be that. And then you also see in World War One, soldiers would have worn like kind of black cats made out of black wool because they would have thought black cats had brought so much bad luck that they are going to bring them good luck and protect their lives during the war.
Really? Gosh.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go. Kelly, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Kelly Fitzgerald there, head of UCD School of Celtic Studies and Folklore.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.